This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all blissed, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, if you'd like to call, you'll talk to Jason. You can call and talk to Jason, and he's engineering. He'll put you on the call screen, and I'll put you on the air with Dr. Norm Shealy, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to set up a medical appointment with Dr. Shealy, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And Dr. Shealy's website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com. That's the website. And you can go there and you can buy your vitamins, minerals, supplements, and peruse the health recommendations on the website. You can buy your vitamins and minerals and supplements the same place I do. And I think they're great. I really do. And I take Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula and Dr. Shealy's Essentials every day. And they really work well. And it's not this is not an advertisement. We don't have any commercial advertisements that belong to USA Prepares. That's just an endorsement. I've got the supplements right here in the studio, and I make sure that I take them every day. And as I walk in and out of the studio multiple times during the day, I take them. So, Dr. Shealy, what is new in your world that you'd like to share with the class?
Well, I wouldn't say it's new, but there's increasing evidence that many, many vaccines have in them human tissue from aborted babies. That really bothers me. I sent you an email about one of them this morning. I just don't like the idea of killing an aborted baby.
You mean killing a baby through abortion, right?
But it's born alive, and they cut out the organs to kill it. I mean,
okay.
That just sounds like worse than murder to me.
It's outrageous, over the top. So they pull a baby out, cut out organs, and use the parts in the vaccines.
Yes.
That in itself should stop people from wanting to take the vaccine. And there seems to be two camps, Dr. Shealy, as far as I know. There are people who are absolutely adamant that you have to be vaccinated. And there's another camp, like our camp, which is we're absolutely not going to be vaccinated. And there's a dividing line, and those who want to become vaccinated or have been vaccinated are absolutely convinced that they have done the right thing, even though they've gotten sick. And they can't really defend their position about, well, I really got sick and I thought I was going to die from the vaccine, but you ought to get yours. That seems to be their point of view. Are you seeing that as well, or is it just people I talk to on the phone?
Okay. To me, I don't know how you can ignore that kind of information.
Right. And I have a feeling that there is a correlation between those who have voted and support and endorse the president, Joe Biden, and his cabinet, and those who are insistent that the vaccine is a good thing. Seems like people seem to agree on both of those points, that Joe's doing a great job, his cabinet's doing a great job, the country's in great shape, and get vaccinated so you can, you know, so you can travel and go to restaurants. And then there's the other camp that says, you know, our camp, that Joe's doing a lousy job, his cabinet's doing a lousy job, the country's falling apart, and the vaccines are killing people. It seems like there's a dividing line, and it actually is
damaging. I mean, that's a dividing line between sanity and insanity, but
yeah, but it's dividing former friendships. You know, when people say you got to get a vaccine, I'm thinking you've lost your mind, and these are people who are former friends of mine. They absolutely believe that the vaccine's a good thing. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Shealy. I've come up with this thought, and I don't think it's original. I just woke up in the middle of the night, and so I think that the vaccine has been released in various strengths, and we'll call it 0 through 10. So 0 meaning no strength, that's a placebo, and then 10 being the maximum strength vaccine. And then some people get the vaccine, and I believe each person who gets the vaccine is being tracked as to, you know, what are the effects. So I think, in my mind, that people are being used as guinea pigs in a laboratory, except the laboratory is planet Earth, and they get the vaccine. So some get the placebo, and they say, well, have you had any effects? No, nope, no effects at all. There was like nothing. You know, the vaccine had no effect, positive or negative, I feel just great. And then other people get, you know, let's say level 5, where it's a medium dose, and they go, I felt pretty sick. And then people who get the level 10, you know, the full strength, die. Is that a possibility, or is that just my mind running crazy?
I think in today's world, almost anything is possible.
Because I can't think of any other explanation other than, you know, pre-existing conditions where people are really sick to begin with, and they get the injection, the vaccine, and then they get really, really sick and or die. Does the vaccine destroy one's immune system to the point where people just succumb to what they already have that they were, you know, dealing with, you know, whether it be diabetes or heart disease?
As far as I can tell, that is part of a problem.
Okay, can you flesh that out for us a little bit?
I would like to flesh that out for you, but as far as I could tell, it looks to me as if, unless you have an exquisitely strong immune system, you're likely to have a problem with the vaccine. Now, can people who have a wonderfully strong immune system always tolerate it? I don't know. The evidence is underwhelming. In other words, I don't trust any information that I get from anywhere today.
The reason I mentioned that 0 through 10 scale of strength of vaccine, and I don't know any other way of saying it other than maybe the concentration of the ingredients in the vaccine as compared to the saline solution or whatever it's mixed with. The reason I'm mentioning that is years ago there were allergy doctors, and what they would do is they would have mold and mustard and cat dander and dog dander and chocolate. And what they would do is they would immunize a person by, you'd go through a series of, let's say, 14 weeks of injections. And you would get a very low dose of, first they'd test you. They would do an under-the-skin test with the dust, the cat dander, the dog dander, the mold, the chocolate, the mustard. And when you had a raised bump from the skin test, like a scratch test, they'd say, ah, and number 7, that was mustard. So you're allergic to mustard. So don't eat mustard. But then after they determined, the allergist determined what you were allergic to by the reaction under your skin of injecting you with a very small amount of the dander or the mustard, etc., they would then immunize you, and they say, okay, so we'll start out with mustard, and we'll give you a level 1 concentration of mustard. Next week, you know, level 1.5, and then next week level 2, etc. And they'd go out these, you know, multiple weeks. And ultimately, the plan was that your body would react and build immune capability to what you've been injected with. So that's why I'm mentioning, and ultimately you get level 10, and until the point where you would have no reaction. And every once in a while, a person would have a severe reaction to the, you know, the overload of mustard or chocolate or dust or whatever it was injected. So that's where this comes from. Does that seem to make any medical sense, what I just said, Dr. Shuley, or not?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's why I said that I think there are different levels, 0 through 10, to see how this vaccine works. And aren't there two kinds of trials, like lab trials and field trials? Isn't that it? Just those two kinds of trials? So test it in the lab and then test it in the field?
Right.
And isn't what's happening with the vaccinations, isn't that the field trials to see how well it's going?
As far as I can tell, the whole thing is a field trial.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments you'd like to share about that?
Opinion, one of the greatest dangers to the history of the world to take the vaccine at this point, so there's no circumstance in which you could force me to take it. You'd have to kill me with a gun first, period.
And Dr. Shuley, wouldn't there be cooperation? I mean, in a real world, if we wanted to actually stop a disease, wouldn't there be cooperation with all the scientists, all the medical people involved, all the laboratories to sharing information, saying, okay, this works, this doesn't work. Do whatever you do, don't do this, because, you know, we lost 15 people, you know, yesterday. Wouldn't there be cooperation to find the solution rather than companies competing and the trials being field trials?
There should be, no question about it, but we don't live in that time.
And when you were in medical school, Dr. Shuley, were you taught by, here's case studies, here's some things, here's the condition, here's what was done in the past, and here's how it worked, and here's what worked well, and here's what didn't work well, and here's the latest expert on it, and here's what seems to be working the best. I mean, wasn't that what medical school is kind of like?
Used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we now have a 4-star officer in the president's, I don't know what you call them, advisors. And so Joe Biden has the assistant health secretary, and his name is Rachel Levine. And the headline in Daily Mail says, quote, Biden's assistant health secretary, Rachel Levine, becomes the first transgender 4-star officer as she is sworn in as Admiral of the Public Health Service Commission's Corps, end quote. Now, Rachel's former name, Rachel's birth name, is Richard. Richard is a male. Richard is a transgender in the Biden administration's Public Health Service Commission Corp. Now, just my way of thinking, someone who is a transgender person has a real mental problem. And so this guy, who thinks he's a girl, is now a 4-star admiral to help people in public health. That's amazing.
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
And since when does a health person become an
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us, and if you'd like to call and talk to him today with your medical questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, so Rachel Levine, formerly Richard Levine, became the first transgender four-star officer in the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. And the headline in Daily News has some bullet points, and they're quite interesting. Quote, Admiral, so now he is an admiral. Admiral Richard Levine became the nation's first transgender four-star officer when she was sworn in as an admiral of the nearly 6,000-person U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps on Thursday. President Biden nominated Levine to the position in January. She became the first transgender federal official to be confirmed by the Senate in March, becoming the nation's highest ranking transgender official. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra noted Levine's appointment as a proud moment for the HHS, that's Health and Human Services. Levine previously served as the Pennsylvania Department of Health Secretary, and he has been in Pennsylvania's government as the the health secretary. So, Dr. Shuley, what do you have an idea what's going on with this increasing rate of people coming out as transgender and confused as to what their sex is?
Well, I consider it part of current insanity. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that this could be nurture? Could this be an absence of raw material necessary to build the human body? Meaning, mom and dad, when they were preparing for conception, did not have the right health conditions, the right immune system, the right...
I don't think so. I think it's something psychological, personally.
Okay. So, if it's psychological, can it be reversed?
Yes.
So...
Morris Netherton wrote a paper on this, and in 3 out of 4 of the people who wanted to become transgender, 3 of them decided to stay their own gender once they'd had past life therapy.
Well, that sounds like a pretty easy fix. I mean, I've had past life therapy, and so that being the case, Dr. Shuley, Richard Levine can, within one hour of past life therapy, Richard Levine can take his dress off and put his pants back on in 1 hour.
That's true. Well, it might take 2 hours for some people.
You know, it seems like the current administration is bending over backwards to allow sexual confusion to reign and be broadcast.
Like his mental confusion about life in general.
Yes. Yes. Do you think we'll ever get back to the way it was? You know,
I don't know. I don't know. To me, it's not obvious.
We have a neighbor who needed our help with farm equipment, and he's about my age, and he goes back and forth to the hospital, goes to see the doctors, and he tells me they can't tell me what's wrong with me. And he just starts walking, and they've got him on all kinds of medicines, and then he falls down, and he hurts himself. And then he just sits down for a while and waits till he regains his strength and gets back up and starts walking, falls down again. I mean, I'm talking about he's walking around on his farm, and they don't know what's wrong. How is that possible? How is it possible with all the blood tests and all the machinery and all the diagnostics that we have that we can't find out what's wrong with this person? Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
Well, the medical system, in my opinion, has been going downhill since actually the 1940s,
wow,
when medical insurance came in. And then it got
worse
in 1965 when the government added Medicare.
The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced. On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Since this time last year, gas is costing us 43% more. Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said on Newsmax Sunday, the nine justices of the U.S. Supreme Court are good and decent people, but they're also political people who at times will base their decision on political factors.
Well, it depends on the time. Bush versus Gore, 5-4, Republicans versus Democrats. Recently, the three Democrats seem to be voting in tandem. Both sides claim they're applying the Constitution. The Heller case is a perfect example. You had two extensive opinions, each citing the history and concluding that clearly their side is right. I want to give good faith to each of the nine justices, most of whom I know and I have known for years. They're good and decent people. They are political people. They were appointed by political presidents. They were appointed in order to achieve political results. Sometimes they follow it. Sometimes they don't. I remember President Clinton was very disappointed when the justices he appointed voted against him in the Paula Jones case. And President Trump was very disappointed when the justices that he appointed voted against him. But that's the nature of things. You put on a robe, yeah, and you at least are supposed to be non-political. Yeah. Look, I agree with you, though, and I agree with the polls that show that most Americans think that politics plays a role in the Supreme Court. And that's why we have this commission thinking about expanding the Supreme Court, which would be the most political thing you could possibly do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sheila is with us. And if you'd like to call... 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Kathy, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shuley.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Really, really well. By the way, did you hear what I was saying about the Dial soap, the yellow, and I believe that you and I have the same problem. It transfers tan dye to, or coloring to the white towels. Did you hear that?
I did hear that, and it's very true. I had white towels. I could never get them clean. There's nothing I could do. It actually turned them like a brownish color, like a tan brownish color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And so that's why I asked Dr. Shuley if he thought that we might be poisoning ourselves with this color, because there's no reason to make that soap yellow other than, you know, the marketeers saying that, well, no, ours is different. It's yellow. Theirs is blue.
They might as well make it black.
Well, didn't they used to make soap with coal tar?
Yep.
Seriously? Yeah. Yeah. And when I was growing up, just as a side note, my uncle, who was in the Battle of the Bulge, recommended using Octagon soap, which is a really strong lye and animal fat soap, as far as I know. And that stuff would really clean, but it was rough, and it'd be rough on your hands. You knew when you used it three or four times in a row, Octagon soap. But, Kathy, you've got some medical questions for Dr. Norm Shuley.
Yeah, Vince, I have a couple comments. Well, first of all, you talked about the coal tar soap, and I thought that was for people like with psoriasis or dermatitis or something like that.
And I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you can still find it if you need it for that. But I have a couple comments, and then I have a couple questions for Dr. Shuley. I did listen to the beginning of the show when you were talking about the Beagles, and I went and read the article, and that was just awful. Anybody that reads that article, this man is a monster. He's just a monster. But and I also agree with you about the vaccines with the aborted fetal tissue, and you know, they, if you go to look at the package insert, they disguise it, but like some of the things I've looked, they'll say like W-138, which means that's the human lung aborted, you know, fetal tissue, and then HED has something to do with the embryos, and then MRC-5 is the human fetal tissue. That one might be the kidney. I'm not positive on that, but they use the numbers or the letters so people don't realize what it is. So I agree with you on that.
Well, yeah, but it is part of the, well, manipulation, if you will.
Kathy, would you mind sharing with our class just a little bit, if you want to, a little bit about your medical experience that you have?
Well, I don't have a ton, but I used to work at a teaching hospital in Ohio, and my experience was I worked in the pharmacy. I did some of the unit dose, but most of mine was I did IVs and hyperals and chemo and irrigations and anything with IVs and IV bags. That was my job. And back when I was working, we weren't open 24 hours. So we always had to get our work done. We had two shifts. So if you were on second shift, you had to get everything done coming in through the night. So a lot of times we were there later, but that's my experience. And then I left that hospital and I got hired at another hospital and I worked there for a while. And when I got pregnant, I started making chemos, and I went to my boss and I said, I don't really think this is safe for me to make these, because I've had vials explode in my hands. Sometimes you miss and you go to hit the stopper on the vial and you hit your finger. Sometimes it gets on your skin if there's a crack in it and it explodes. So I went to my boss and I said, I don't think I should be making these. And they said, oh, no, you need to make them. And then I refused, and they they cut my hours. They put me on second shift and different things. They tried to force me into doing it, but I wouldn't do it. And I ended up quitting after I had my son anyway. So, but that's my experience. And the rest of my experience has just been basically learning through books and people like Dr. Shuley, and just having medical mistakes done to me and my family, where I've really lost faith in a lot of the medical procedures. Well, that's my experience.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And Kathy, That was very well said, that you were concerned about your family over the J-O-B, and you were removed and removed yourself from the J-O-B so that you wouldn't damage yourself and your family. Congratulations. That was kudos for that. That's the right thing to do. Dr. Shuley, any quick comments on that?
Well, I would say join the club of
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. And Kathy is a USA Prepares instructor, Dr. Shuley. Her specialty is domestic engineering. But Kathy, please ask your questions.
Dr. Shuley, I was thinking about the protein situation. If meat becomes unavailable or too high for some people, we all know about the beans, using beans with rice and beans. But my other thing that I thought of that I use sometimes and that I cook is quinoa. I just want your thoughts on that. I do like it to make it, you know, sometimes into a meal or a side dish, and I believe that's got a fair amount of protein. Do you recommend that?
Well, beans and legumes in general are the best of the plant protein, including, by the way, hemp hearts. It's actually okay. The best of all. But all plant protein is lacking in one of the most important amino acid, taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Now, some people can make taurine, but I can tell you that when I did a test some years ago, like 80% of people in my practice were deficient in taurine. And so I'm not personally a vegan. Now, even the founder of Seventh-day Adventism wrote a book about this in the 1880s, and she said, when you're sick, you need meat. Now, to me, if you need meat when you're sick, you can't be totally bad for you when you're not sick.
Right. And I do take taurine. I do make sure I have it, just either way, because I have heard you mention that. I do have a question, Dr. Shuley. If someone has clogged arteries, they go to get a cardiac cath, or they, you know, they get a test and they see it. Is there any way that that can be reversed naturally?
Yes, I have a technique I call bypass surgery. It's wearing a pouch, 2 ounces of crushed sapphire crystal over your heart. My calcium score has lost 970 points over the last 5 years by wearing that and doing nothing else. Interestingly, a cardiologist in Indiana asked me to send him 5 samples that he was going to try it on a patient, but he wasted my money sending it to him. They don't want to bypass surgery, and I do.
Where do you get the crystals, Dr. Shuley?
From India.
And can anyone do this, or do you have to have, be under a doctor's care? Like,
well, anybody can do it. I recommend that you get a calcium score to start with. Calcium score is the CAT scan of the heart. It tells you the percentage or total degree of calcification that you've got at the beginning.
Okay.
And it is available on our website.
The crushed sapphire crystal pouch is available on your website, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And, Dr. Shuley, is there any reason not to wear one of these pouches? Because I've seen you for years. Every time I see you, you have this pouch around your neck, and it's about the level of your heart. And this pouch is, 2 inches wide, 2.5 inches tall, and it has the crushed sapphire in it.
That's correct.
Is there any medical reason to be concerned? Like, yeah, but you should never wear this if an inflammatory.
Well, I can't imagine any reason that it would be unsafe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Kathy, I've seen Dr. Shuley every time I see him, and for years at the meetups. And Dr. Shuley, didn't you do a test with crushed sapphire versus a placebo of crushed glass sewn in pouches into for a medical test at the meetups. You want to talk about that?
Well, yes. There was some of the infidels who didn't like anything I was doing, as you may remember. However, I have always done the safe evaluations. I don't do any testing until I am certain it is safe before I even do the test.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And what were the outcomes, if you can share that with us?
Well, as far as I know, everybody that I have had an opportunity to test has had a good result.
So the bottom line is, Kathy and class, there's no reason to not try it. No reason to not try it. But as with everything else, if you buy one of these and you don't use it, it won't work.
It doesn't work. It's sitting on the table. It does not help you.
Right. And that's why I have these supplement bottles, including taurine, right here in the studio. So during commercial breaks, you know, I space out the supplements I take. I space them out. And during the last 15 minutes, I took the taurine. And that was 1,000 milligrams of taurine, which Dr. Shealy recommended that I take. But it also says on the bottle, 3 times a day. And so that's what Dr. Shealy recommended for me during my consultation with him. So and that was a private consultation. And you can get yours too, class, the same way I did. You can call Dr. Shealy's office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221, and be ready to write really fast. Really fast.
Incidentally, and then, yes. I also, Kathy, do like whey protein as an ice, you know, as a quality protein. And just to prepare for things getting bad, I bought 2 5-gallon containers of whey protein in case it gets short in supply.
Wow,
Kathy,
great idea.
Please
Dr.
stay with
Shealy.
Us.
Okay.
Please stay with us for the rest of your comments and questions. Kathy's with us. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us. And his website is normshuley.com. NORMSHEALY.com. Kathy's with us. Kathy, you had some questions.
Well, just the other thing I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley is, if you were to wear the crystals, I assume it depends on how bad your calcification is, but does it start working right away?
Well, I think so. Now, I've only measured it at 1 year and 5 years and that kind of thing. But
okay.
The fact, Dr. Soren, for instance, only had a total score of 201, and in 1 year his came down to 1.
Wow.
Mine came down 200 the same year, but over the last 5 years, came down 970 points.
Wow, that's amazing.
Does stress have anything to do with your calcium score, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, heavens, yes. Everything. And stress affects everything in your entire life.
The reason I ask is that you have had tremendous, at least in my opinion, just because of what you do, the potential for stress is huge. And Dr. Soren is an ER doc, and it's life and death every second. And
exactly.
That's got to be stressful as well. So coming down so much is huge, beyond huge, right?
Well, you know, to me, it came to me out of the blue many, many years ago. And I do think it's worthwhile getting the calcium score because then you've got proof of what's happening.
And could you repeat one more time exactly how to get a calcium score?
Well, it has to be done at a hospital that does it. It's a CAT scan of the heart, a plain CAT scan without contrast. It takes actually about 15 minutes in the machine, and it gives you the actual calcium in the various branches of the arteries to the heart.
So if someone has already had a CAT scan of the chest, would they be able to go back and look at that?
If they didn't do it of the heart specifically, no. The chest mostly concentrates on everything and doesn't look in the arteries of the heart unless you ask for it as a calcium score.
Okay. Kathy, back to you.
Is it something that a normal doctor would do it for you, or would they think you were crazy if you just asked for it out of the blue?
Well, I think they're crazy if they don't order it.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, my primary care physician told me a long time ago that he would never order anything, especially medicine or procedure, unless it was out about 5 years.
Unless it was outside?
Unless it was out and used, you know, tested.
Oh, right, absolutely.
Yeah, he said you just never know what the side effects are going to be.
Well, yeah, the thing I like about the calcium score is it's just what I call a simple CAT scan without a contrast.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't have any trouble, but I was just curious. You hear so much about people going in and saying, oh, your arteries are clogged and you have to have a stent or open heart.
Well, that's why I've threatened for 40 years to have tattooed on my chart, do not open.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, what about that chest compression machine that you wear? Does that alleviate some of the symptoms of what we're talking about?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And since we're talking about this, what about dementia, Dr. Shealy? It's tangentially related, I guess. Dementia.
I heard you, but I want to be sure I got it right.
Yeah. What is causing that? Is it hardening of the arteries? Is it plaque?
Well, dementia is mostly, in my experience, a lack of vitamins and minerals. Now, there's always the possibility of some degree of atherosclerosis as well. But the most common cause is a lack of B-complex, among others.
So for my neighbor, who's about my age, who goes out and falls down and sits down and regains his composure and his strength and gets back up and falls down again, vitamin B-complex?
Well, that I would like to go a little bit further to be sure. But if it's not really a primary, if you will, other neurologic problem, it can't hurt him to take 100 milligrams of B-complex.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can talk to his wife and see if we can get him an appointment to come see you. That sounds like they can't see, his current practitioners can't seem to figure it out. So maybe you can do for him what you've done for me. Kathy, anything else in the last 20 seconds?
No, Dr. Shealy, I appreciate you, and I want to plug Dr. Shealy. Dr. Circus wrote an article and mentioned Dr. Shealy about he admired him, and he mentioned magnesium. So thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Hey, blessings to everybody. Thank you.
Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. Maybe next week we can talk about diseases and magnesium. Kathy, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.